viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, regal, 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 regal.
Lomu, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, il destro, vinto,
my favourite sport's rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over
all over New Zealand. People are at their transistor radios cheering.
He wins it again.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand.
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Now, joy of night.
Cricket.
Just waiting for you to say something.
We're taking it down the cricket.
Yeah, we're not really going to talk about cricket per se.
Because it is Cricket World Cup.
A little bit about it. Well, but yeah, it's
hi, I'm here. I'm BFM's resident cricket fanatic.
Yes.
I think everyone enjoys a little bit of cricket.
Definitely.
Damn right they do.
But yeah, the World Cup's coming in 2 weeks.
It's very shortly, yeah. 2 weeks, yep. I think.
And so I thought that would be a nice time to have a look at like bat and ball games that derive from cricket or from what was before cricket.
Yes.
Kind of around the globe.
Okay.
Turns out Scandinavia is really big on all of these kind of bat and ball, baseball derived sports. So they have their own ways to play.
Like, do they have like the precursor, or are they the fore or the after kind of thing of cricket? Are they, is it come out of cricket, or are they like primitive cricket?
No, it's kind of like more towards baseball, but there's this game called Rounders, which I don't know if people know. It's a very English thing.
Familiar with the name?
Yeah, and that's really a mix between cricket and baseball that dates back from like the 15th century in like Tudor era England, so, you know, way back. And you've got like a batting and fielding team, and you've got, you know, a bowler, a catcher, fielders and that kind of stuff. You've got innings. All of that is pretty much like cricket. But you also have bases. So you also, like, instead of running between wickets, you had four bases that you have to run kind of like in a circle.
So yes. It's just cricket and a diamond.
Yes, I suppose you could say that, potentially.
And you are relying on the person who's batting after you to hit it so you can run?
Yeah.
Because you can get run out in it as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like cricket, though. Like, if you can... If the ball is caught,
So, am I to assume that Rounders is basically like a precursor, and then cricket split off and baseball split off? And
yeah, that's my thought process. Is
also
that
a bit like rugby and league.
Yeah, and then it kind of just went in two directions. Like
we'll take what we like out
simplified
of Rounders.
Yeah,
and we'll take what we like.
Did the bowler bowl overarm or underarm?
That was underarm. Yeah, that was
underarm.
Pendulum throw.
So that's where old mate Greg Chappell got inspiration from.
And there was no... no bouncing of the ball, so you hit it on the full.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, York.
And then it's a no ball if the ball that you throw is like below the knees or past the top of the head of the person who's batting.
Fair enough.
So there's like elements of what would become cricket later, but also kind of certain things that will go towards more baseball. So, yeah, that kind of is what was before.
We've had our first text in.
Yes.
Cricket sucks balls.
Oh,
I see.
Nice,
I see what they did there.
Actually,
I said what they did
how
there.
Did they, nice. How do they spell it?
And they spelt sucks in a really 80s way with an X.
Has balls got a Z in it?
No.
Well, fuck off.
No, that's not true. I think it's pretty cool of it. It doesn't suck.
Hey, I've heard every insult under the book about cricket, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, anyway, Scandinavia really embraced variations of more so baseball, but also kind of related things where, you know, you've got a bat, like a wooden bat, and you have a ball, and you're like throwing the ball.
What's big in Scandinavia now, though? I feel like they don't play any of these sports. I reckon everyone's just giving it up and just playing soccer now.
No. I think I talked about it. There's this Finnish, it's called Finnish baseball. It's like Pesäpallo. It's like one of the national games, I think, over there.
Everyone's trying to finish baseball. It goes for fucking ages.
Yeah. Probably.
Not as long as Test cricket. 5 days.
That's true.
Lisa, just quickly, as someone who is from France,
yes.
What's your favourite thing about Scandinavia?
About Scandinavia?
I
thought you were going to say about cricket, because we don't play cricket.
No, Scandinavia.
I'm sure France is a cricket team somewhere.
No, we don't. We have zero ovals.
Say the distance between us. That's
just because, do you enjoy the fact that everyone in Scandinavia is incredibly good looking?
I think they are, actually.
Weird generalisation.
No, but they have this sort of standardised beauty that's like...
Okay, but remember that you've been taught what beauty is as well.
Yeah, of course. That's subscribed to that. Oh, that's very deep, actually.
Oh, fuck.
I'll be here all week.
No, I don't know what I like about Scandinavia. It looks beautiful. It's kind of dark a lot of the time.
IKEA.
I don't really like IKEA. IKEA's not that great.
You could probably buy a cricket set.
And IKEA.
Yeah, that's true. Swedish meatballs, you know, all those things. Pretty cool.
IKEA is the best.
So now, Lisa, sorry, back to...
Just because you guys don't have IKEA here. That's
back
true.
To cricket.
If you did, you'd be like, ugh, it's actually not that
anyway.
Great. Anyway, sorry. Yes, we were
back
talking
to,
about...
Back to cricket-related sports.
Yeah. In Russia as well, they play that... I think it's like Russia, Poland. They all have kind of made their own variations of basically you've got a ball and you've got a bat and you've got to throw it somewhere and then someone's going to try and catch it at some point. And then all of the rules are kind of different. But, you know, sometimes you have a pitcher, sometimes you don't, and you just throw your own ball, which Sam seemed to say is kind of not that cool.
What
not
did
having
I say?
Someone that throw your ball. We had a chat about that before.
A bowler?
Yeah, a bowler.
Oh, the T-ball. Remember T-ball at primary school?
Oh, do I? What?
You had like a stand and the ball sat on it.
Oh,
the stupidest game ever.
For anyone that doesn't know, T-ball is like the OG for like when a little kid just needs to hit a ball and get like a mint reward. And so they take the pitcher out of the game, so they put the ball up on a tee. And it's like a rubber tee, so they can hit even the tee and the ball just kind
of
goes
wherever.
What is
the point of that?
Oh, you know, you got to start somewhere. It's kind of like when you're playing rugby and you're not allowed to tackle and you've got to rip the tags off.
Rip a rugby.
Tiny, itty bitty little...
But is there...
Because little Johnny here has to have a chance.
Are you throwing the ball at someone or not even?
No.
You're literally
there's
just
no
hitting
picture.
The ball.
That's it. There's no throwing of the ball at
right.
all.
Are we taking phone calls?
Yeah, sure.
Hello, BFM.
Evening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not bad. You're a sporting person. How about covering something a bit unusual?
What?
I feel like I've done my fair share of unusual sports.
Ice hockey?
Yeah, mate. That's.
I've already done. That's not unusual. I've done underwater hockey. That was a bit more unusual.
Well, this is where the water's frozen. We've got nationals happening in Auckland.
In about
a month's time. The best teams in the country competing to pick a team for Olympics.
That's pretty cool.
Do you think New Zealand, there's no way that we can make the cut for the Olympics?
Not with that attitude, that's for sure.
Well, can we? Are we close to Australia? Like as far as
Australia.
Talent? So we can beat them?
Yep.
Okay.
It sounds like it's in the same sort of, and this might piss you off, mate, and I'm not trying to do that, but I'm talking about field hockey. We're in the same sort of, we're close with Australia and we just beat them on the off chance, or are we actually significantly
better?
We're
beating them consistently.
Right on. Okay, let's go with that one. So you're saying ice hockey is the way to go?
Well, sounds
like the way to go. If we're beating Australia, it's a great start.
Well, there's no ice in Australia. It's just desert, isn't it?
Oh, they've got reasonable rinks.
Yeah, good luck getting an ice hockey team there.
There you go, ice hockey, something a bit different.
Okay.
And it's played by men and women in this country.
Kapai.
All right. Cheers for your call.
Bye.
What's Brennan ball, Lucy?
Oh, that's like a... See, that's a Swedish one. They run in like really weird directions as well. Honestly, so many variations in Europe, it's actually surprising that they didn't just settle on one specific one.
How many types of cricket are there, do you think? Like, if you've gone and sort of scrolled the internet a bit, is there derivatives in pretty much every country? Is that what we can assume?
Has anyone here heard of French cricket?
It's not a thing. Oh, no, you said that was a thing. What is French cricket again?
It's like you have to stand there, you're not allowed to move your feet, and you can only use your hands with the bat to... block the ball.
That sounds fair.
And the person throwing the ball is like about where you are from here.
That's unfair.
And there's a fielder there and a fielder there.
Let the record show that Sam just gestured out like 1 meter. Basically.
It's like they used to play it at primary school and things. It's a really cool game.
French cricket sounds like
a made-up game that you played at your primary school. It's a real game. If you hit the legs, you're out.
Oh yeah.
The legs are the wicket, basically.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a cool game.
Actually.
That reminds me, I was going to tell the story. The only game of cricket that I've ever played in my life was filling in for a friend of mine, and I went out there and took the bat and had a go and didn't have any pads on and caught the ball in the shins. It walked in and fuck, it hurt like nothing else. So if you're going to play cricket, don't assume that it's like, oh, real easy. Be sure to pad up.
And we're a box.
Yeah, I was lucky, mate. I was lucky there.
Very important.
Very important.
There's another variation that you wanted to talk about, Sam.
Which one was that? Oh, yes, Kalikiti. Or Samoan cricket.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Now this
crazy bat.
With three sides.
Yeah, it's. I think it's shaped after a weapon. And it's got those,
could be used
like,
as a weapon, that's
and
for
it's
sure.
Got those three sides, which makes it really hard to guess which direction the ball's going to go. Mm-hmm. They also,
so you
like,
could be
whatever length they
someone
want
could whack the ball and try and hit it on the leg side, and they could go out onto the offside and hit a fielder in the eye because they're not paying attention.
I've actually just
probably
had a great
yes.
idea.
I've had a fantastic idea for next week's segment. Crimes committed with sporting equipment.
Yes.
Is probably
that's a great idea.
We're going to just be anything.
Do not try this at home, folks.
Yeah, well, hey, look. BFM.
Don't beat each other with bats. Yes, that's,
so
that's
are
a
there
fair
actually,
thing to say.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's the idea though, right?
What's the aim of the game?
Well, turns out there's no standardised rules to this game. So it's kind of whatever
forever,
you want to make it to be. Yeah, I think so. Cool. It's usually multi-day events anyway, because that's kind of...
There's a lot of, like, dancing
yeah,
and
exactly. It's
singing
more of a
involved.
Celebration and...
Everyone's wearing a lava.
Exactly.
Is it a case of, like, the islands coming together sort of thing? They all get there and have a blat? How does it work?
I feel like it's more like
just
neighborhoods.
If it's a Tongan team versus
like
a Samoan team, you just know the each other's going to try and knock their heads off with the ball.
Yeah. I don't know how... Well, Sam, you said that you, when you were... kid you saw them play
oh yeah
quite
down
at
the
park.
Local park yeah they used to play quite regularly and also there used to be a schools tournament in Auckland but I don't know if they have that anymore but my school centre team yeah
right. Yeah and there's a New Zealand association actually trying to I think they used to have tournaments national tournaments don't
we,
think it's
we are of course anymore. Talking about Kilkitty how would you say that
Kilikitty.
Yeah
so yeah that's kind of like the island version of cricket.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Now, really was there anything else, or does Sam want to give us a quick rundown of how the New Zealand team's looking for the Cricket World Cup?
Oh, yeah, Sam, you can...
Well, we just played Australia in three warm-up games, and we lost 2-1-1.
No!
Although one of the losses was only by one wicket, so that was quite a close game.
It's all good. You don't want to peak early.
But also, only they were playing a full-strength team, pretty much, and we were only playing like a C team. Like, most of our players have been in the IPL in India, right. So most of our players weren't playing in that series.
Is that because the money?
That
takes
is definitely
there?
The money.
Because the big money is in India.
They pay more money playing in the IPL than New Zealand cricket pays them.
I don't blame them.
Oh,
know?
Definitely.
Like, get that money, guys.
Because they
right,
only
man.
Play for like six weeks or something,
and
they make like millions.
Six-figure something.
Is the World Cup, and so there's a female situation to that as well?
Not this time around.
Oh, right.
There is a women's cricket World Cup.
Do they not do it at the same time?
No, they don't, usually.
That seems weird.
But yeah, it's happening in 3 weeks, I think, in England and Wales.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully it's not going to rain too much
the
in that time of year.
Lords.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and New Zealand's first game, I think,
is Sri Lanka,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 1st of June, I think.
I think so, yeah. And we're playing two warm-up games there against India and the West Indies, actually, as well.
What's the deal with warm-up games? Is it just...
They're just practice
just
matches.
Like okay,
yeah.
Just to gauge
just get, you know,
where
roll your arm over, get rid of your little niggles.
Would you put your good players then? Or
probably kinda... I'd probably play my starting 11 for one of those games, yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay, it would be a shame if one of them got hurt, though.
It would be.
Too bad.
It's too bad.
All right, you guys. thank you very much, Lisa, and thank you very much, Sam, for a great edition of So Many Sports.
All good.
Pleasure.
Cricket it is, or how's it, or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we'll see you next week. And Sam, I'll buy you 2 minutes for the news headlines. How does that sound?
Oh, that'd be great, mate. Just as I spill my beer all over the studio.
Sigue mal al centro, sabe, sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de Andrea.
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.